Resuming our meeting, we are now in public session. I welcome observers and those who are listening to our discussion. May I remind you that because this is webcast, we need to speak in the microphone so that people can listen to our intervention. First item on the agenda is my report on our recent discussions. We talked about a series of important issues, starting with a strategy discussion. The trustees, as you may know, had concluded a strategy review in February last year, and we've decided that we should regularly follow the implementation of this strategy on an ongoing basis. So we talked about our orientations for the future. Obviously, discussions we have with our U.S. Friend have been part of this discussion, and we also determine what were the priorities for the future. It's clear that this organization has been extremely successful for the past 10 years, but we still have to expand our outreach globally, and we will focus on significant economies to make more progress. This is the transition to the next item, which was an update on the Asia-Oceania office. We reported on the opening of this Asia-Oceania office in Tokyo in November last year. This was quite remarkable event, remarkably organized by our Japanese friends and attended by representatives from across the Asia-Oceania region. The office is superbly located and is now staffed in such a way that the resources and competencies of this office permit to function as a research hub for the entire Asia-Oceania region. And it will hopefully facilitate cooperation within the region, and we would very like to encourage secondments from national standard setters across the region. The next item was modest change, well, not modest, the finalization of a change, which is significant, but the change was modest, to the Constitution. We have put to consultation an important change in our Constitution, and that was a follow-up to the Monitoring Board Governance Review, that proposed that there be a separation of the roles of the IESB chair and the executive director. We have slightly amended the drafting in relation to this reform, which was implemented last year, and we intend to publish the final revised version of the Constitution in February. Next, we talked about the International Integrated Reporting Council activities. We have worked with this organization for some time now, and we discussed and agreed a proposal to enter into a memorandum of understanding with this organization and see how it develops in the next year or so. And by the way, a number of our trustees and staff are already involved in the IIIRC initiative. The next item, a very important one, was the ASAF creation. The ASAF is the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum. This is one of the important decisions we took as a follow-up to the strategy review. The ASAF will replace the bilateral discussions the IASB had with national or regional standard-setting bodies. It will organize a multilateral cooperation with high-level professionals representing the main regions. We've talked about the outcome of the consultation on this and on the next steps. We have an ambitious timetable because we wish to see this organization running as soon as possible in order to have the members of this forum participate in the work of the IASB. And as you may know, the IASB has as a priority on its work program the reconsideration of the conceptual framework. And obviously, it would be very welcome if the new organization could participate in this work from the inception. So the objective would be to have this organization running as soon as possible. The staff will publish a feedback statement that explains what we heard through the consultation process and how we have responded to the remarks made. We will now enter into the process of a call for nomination for this new body. We then had a discussion on funding. This is an issue which also was part of the strategy review report. Our funding arrangements have been changing over time as the organization itself developed successfully, and time has come where we consider that we should re-examine the funding arrangements to redesign a clear model and deal with a few technical issues that have appeared here and there. It is clear that part of this discussion includes our relationship with our U.S. Friends. And by the way, I didn't mention that part of the discussion we had with regard to our relationship with the U.S. was devolved to the organization of our relations with them. And I can give you the information that the trustees, or the executive committee of the trustees, will meet with the U.S. Foundation next month. Then we analyzed the work of the IASB committees. The board has established different committees for adoption, for implementation, for stakeholder engagement, for research, for education, and for XBRL development. And the staff reported on the work of these committees. And the trustees considered how these committees interact with the trustees' committees and how we organize the oversight function. The last item we analyzed was XBRL, not the last one, by the way, was XBRL. By the way, we call it XBRL And for those who are not specialists, and certainly not a specialist of this, we have the opportunity to clarify the difference between the computer side of this item and the taxonomy side or of the item. XBRL is a system, in a way, which can be used for different kinds of standards, and the standards themselves need some kind of taxonomy to be able to be dealt with by the system. So I wonder whether XBRL is the right title, really. It's IFRS, XBRL, or I don't know how we should call it. Anyway, we looked into the development of XBRL strategy and the way we would organize ourselves and the way the board should be involved in a more active, proactive way in the building of the taxonomy, which is clearly a sensitive issue, as the way it is built could raise issues from the point of view of consistency with the standards themselves. The last item we briefly approach was a first presentation on new developments on research, and I would here apologize to the observers because we will not present this issue today in the public session as was initially anticipated. We're not yet ready to make the full presentation, so we just had the first presentation of the orientation that the IASB is considering to develop research on a new basis within the organization. Obviously, we also dealt with a number of internal issues, which are the classical management issues for the organization, the finance, nomination, management, and so on and so forth. And this includes my report. I don't know whether